We're just going to sit up here. Arundhati just said to me, well, we can now talk about the things that I left out. Well, I guess... What did you leave out? You know, I was sitting there listening to you and thinking, there it was. There it is.
Okay, let's go.
You don't want me to say anything
let's
nice
get drunk.
About it. No. Okay. No. But really, what I thought I was sitting there is it was this mastery of detail, all expressed in the most poetic and beautiful way. That combination is so hard to achieve. I know this is not a lead-in to a conversation. It's just, it's a final statement. You see. But let me ask you this, Arundhati. How did you come to decide, after writing The God of Small Things, that you were not going to immediately sit down and write another novel?
Well, I would have had to decide to sit down and write another novel. In that, I've never believed in this thing of having a single profession and sort of doing the same thing all your life. It feels like your brain is growing in one direction, like some tumor. And a lot of people keep saying to me that you must be under a lot of pressure from your publishers to write another book. Well, I think it's a bit dishonest to put it that way for me, because no one can pressurize me, they don't have a handle on me. It's only if I wanted to accept that pressure that it would be a pressure. And I just think that very soon after I finished writing The God of Small Things and it came out, India did, its nuclear tests, and I recognized the fact that here was the papers and lots of public people and writers and painters, and everybody was standing up and applauding this horrible act. And I realized then that staying quiet was as political an act as speaking out, and I had the space to make a statement. And if I didn't, it was something that I couldn't live with, which was when I wrote The End of Imagination. And also, I think being involved in the kinds of things I've been involved in the last few years have been wonderful for me, because I've met the most extraordinary people, I've been close to the most extraordinary political happenings. And I also know that when I'm ready to write another book, if I'm ready to write, I keep saying The God of Small Things was a collaboration between me and a little bit of magic. And you have to know how to wait, It'll come. If it doesn't, that's all right. But if it does, it'll come. You can't just, it's not some factory product.